In Gaza today, Israel kept up its military pressure on Palestinians in an effort to free an Israeli soldier held captive by Palestinian militants since last week. For the seventh day in a row, Israeli planes bombed Gaza buildings, and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert warned that if the soldier was not freed, the Palestinians faced a long war. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, despite the pressure, an Egyptian-led mediation to free the captured soldier broke down.
A Hamas official announced that all three of the militant factions had pulled out of the talks with Egyptian officials after Israel ignored a deadline today to begin freeing Palestinian prisoners. The factions had warned of consequences if Israel failed to release prisoners. But Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh urged the militants to go back to the talks and to keep the soldier alive. Israel's Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni today said Israel has reason to believe 19-year-old Gilad Shalit, who was captured last Sunday, is still living. Hopes for a quick diplomatic solution are fading. Israeli officials insist Israel will not release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for Shalit, and the militant groups say they will not free the soldier unless Israel releases imprisoned women and children they are holding. Israeli officials are threatening harsh action if Shalit is harmed. Cabinet Minister Roni Bar-On today said Israel would, quote, bring the sky down on the Palestinians if the soldier is not returned alive. But some Palestinian lawmakers, like independent Ziad Abu Amr, who is an expert on Hamas, say the rhetoric on both sides is meant as a negotiating tactic.
This is a real, very serious situation. One should not ignore what the Israelis are saying. It's a real crisis. But I think if there is some goodwill and some determination, perhaps we can turn it into an opportunity.
Israeli military moves on the ground also continued today. Israeli tanks pushed further into northern Gaza, taking up positions on the Palestinian side of the Erez crossing between Gaza and Israel. Israel has been ready for a large-scale ground incursion into northern Gaza for more than a week now, but is held off as long as negotiations were continuing. Palestinians fired a Qassam rocket from northern Gaza into the Israeli town of Ashkelon. The rocket hit a school, which was empty at the time. The Hamas military wing claimed responsibility for the attack and said the rocket had traveled close to 10 miles, further than a Qassam has ever traveled before. Meanwhile, Israel continued airstrikes on Gaza for the seventh straight day. At the Islamic University in Gaza City, an airstrike destroyed the student council building. Israel says the building was used to plan terrorist attacks. At the university, students called for a protest against the airstrike. The building hit was reduced to a pile of rubble. Mohammed Natas, a graduate student in English literature, said he had a message for the international community.
To put an end for the Israeli violations and to stop attacking the educational institutions, because such institutions serve only the civil people. Attacking these institutions is not justified at all.
Palestinian legislator Hoda Naim from Hamas also expressed her anger at the airstrike on the university. She said it makes it harder for Palestinians to try to resolve the current crisis.
Our first mission is to try to find a solution for this crisis. This harsh escalation of the Israelis went beyond any borders, moral borders, political borders, diplomatic borders. It's unbearable that they are targeting civilian infrastructure and even one of the most important universities, the Islamic University in Gaza Strip.
Also today, Israel opened the Karni crossing between Israel and Gaza, and some food and fuel supplies were able to enter the strip. But much of Gaza is still without electricity. Hospitals are running on generators, and human rights groups warn a humanitarian crisis is still possible. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza City.